The Candid Cast with Lucky Agede. Episode 3, Paradigm Shift, the Introduction.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Candid Cast. I've taken a topic that I've titled Paradigm Shift. I'll be treating it in a couple of weeks. Today is the introduction to Paradigm Shift, and in the coming weeks, I'll be talking to you about the need to examine our limiting beliefs. We will subject our beliefs to some tests to know what to jettison or exterminate, for the holder to evolve as a contributor to himself, family, and the larger society, which is the actual essence of man. Most of us humans are limited in accomplishment. We don't really attain to our full potentials or capacity because of belief systems that hold us down. What we are trying to do in this series is to challenge those belief systems. Get an open mind, open your mind. Be ready to question those things that you have sincerely believed for a very long time. They may not be right. Be prepared to question your long-held beliefs. Our world view, our belief system, our belief window are loaded with things that we have picked over time from our personal experiences and the experiences of individuals around us. Sometimes you find maybe a person married from a particular tribe and they didn't have the marriage right, and you find yourself concluding that every from that body from that tribe is bad. That cannot be true. We need to examine our belief windows to check what we need to remove and what we need to retain. It is said that each time you say all, you need to stop, check for errors in that statement that you are about to make. Examples are when you say all blacks, all whites, all men, all women, the chances that you are wrong is more than 98% of the time. There is nothing that is common to everybody of a particular belief system. Wrong belief system will create wrong values, and that is certain, and it will produce wrong results. One thing I know about wrong beliefs is that sincerity does not cure the error. When you are wrong, you are wrong. It does not matter how sincere you are about your error. A person may sincerely be wrong. You have a belief that you are seeking after God. You are holier than every other person, and you give your whole heart to it, and you can even kill because of it. That's your belief. It does not make killing of another person the right thing to do. You can be sincerely wrong in your belief. A good test of it is what word are we supposed to have if we are all armed to kill whoever does not share our belief system? This particular statement goes to address the trouble we face in our world today with religious extremists and tribal bigots. If you have no pleasure in dying or being killed or being hated or rejected, oppressed, discriminated against, common sense will tell you, do not do it to another person. In the interest of peace and to maintain harmonious society. Because the person you are doing it against also has his feeling and could pursue vengeance if he chooses to. What society are we expected to have? I've observed, sadly, from documentaries on the animal world, that animals don't kill their kind. As ferocious as a lion may be in hunting, I've never watched a lion kill another lion. It will rather die of hunger. War has never made sense to me for this reason, that men create inventions, move out of their environment, go on war or conquest, kill and maim so many people, distort the environment, destroy so many things on their trail. At the end of the day, no war is settled in the battlefield. They come to the negotiation table to settle it. Why are we not on the negotiation table in the first place? If you are a woman, for example, born in Saudi Arabia, you will possibly have believed for a very long time that as a woman, you were not meant to drive a car. Some other women, through exposure to other cultures, took this culture to challenge in the global space, and they got victory. So many women have lived and died in Saudi, sincerely believing that it was offensive to God for a woman to drive. historical events in our clime has shown over the years that a girl child is in no way inferior to a boy child. Contrary to popular opinion, in some quarters, there is equality of persons. Some other culture in Nigeria believes that formal education of a girl child was a waste of resources. Beliefs are derived from culture, educational background, our religious affiliation, and all the environmental influences that we have. Things that happen to us or happen to some other persons around us, we shape our beliefs. There is freedom to hold beliefs, and there is freedom also to associate with persons bound together by the same belief. What I'm saying here is that popular beliefs should be subjected to a few tests, especially of results and public good. Where such beliefs fall short, it only makes sense in the interest of public good to jettison such beliefs, belief or beliefs that limit us. This is what I refer to as paradigm shift. Our society will be a better place for all if we take on critical testing of our belief windows at all levels. If you believe that society should be clean, which most of us do, and yet you throw waste on the road or the gutter, the drainage system, your desire for a clean society will be far-fetched because you have a limiting belief. A person who believes in an orderly society and yet crosses the traffic light on red has a limiting belief. Society with such persons cannot be orderly. These are simple examples. What then is paradigm? This is a generally accepted perspective of a particular subject at a given time in a particular environment by a certain set of people. I take this example in BBC report of the 17th of March 2013. It was stated that blacks account for 12% of the United States population, but the same race account for 40% of the prison inmate population. Another report has it that at a time there were more blacks in the prison than in college. Crime and criminality are products of a belief system that need to be questioned. A belief system that makes you a problem instead of a contributor to society need to be critically examined and changed. Chief Obafemi Awolowo was a notable politician. He died in 1986. He's still being discussed as a model of what a political leader should be. He had love for people, was eager to promote equality of opportunities and equality of children of the nobles and the children of the proletarians. You can do politics to write your name in gold. Mahatma Gandhi did it, and several others at the global stage are remembered for their contribution to humanity through their participation in politics. The belief, for example, that all politicians are thieves is a wrong belief that has beclouded our ability to examine each one that comes to us for our vote on his or her merits and to make wise choice at elections. We believe in collecting money from those who have money to share, and we cast our vote for them in the understanding that whoever gets there is going there to help himself. We become slaves of our carelessness for a given period, and we repeat the same pattern all over. You do the same thing, you will get the same result. You want to change your result? Change your belief system and work on it. Test of belief system that I can look at is what we got in our legal studies in Nigeria. We classified laws into common law, statutory law, and customary laws. The customary laws are derived from the beliefs of the people. It was at the time a law in the Calabar area of Nigeria that children that were born twins should be killed. Sad as it was, that was the law, the customary law of the people, until these laws are tested and found that it did not pass the test. Those laws were jettisoned and replaced with things that make sense. It was also law in the eastern region of Nigeria that female children could not inherit properties of their deceased father. Wives in southwestern Nigeria were to be distributed as chattels in the distribution of estate of a deceased husband. The same test applied, may be applied, the test that we apply to determine acceptability of customary law can be applied in determining what is acceptable belief system with little modifications. Those tests that we ran those days and which is still operational in the legal system in Nigeria is that your belief system must not be repugnant to natural justice, equity, and good conscience. Your belief must not be incompatible with any law in force for the time being, and your belief must not be contrary to public policy. Now, someone may say, who determines what is equitable, fair, and just? It is not determined in England. It is a universal concept of what is good, right, and fair to society. It is not fair on society for you to throw your waste in the drainage. You can't be the only victim of the flooding when it comes. What I refer to as limiting beliefs are those beliefs that should necessarily be eliminated before the holder can become a positive contributor to himself or herself, family, and the larger society. We are each created to contribute to the making of a better society. In the coming episodes that will be following, I'll tell you about the parameters to apply in testing your belief system and mention a few popular beliefs that we need to question for right or wrong. Thank you. I hope to see you again shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Candid Cast. Be sure to tune in again next week.